When it comes to family vacations, there are a million different trips you can take. You can get your own trip to Texas. Or if you prefer a vacation from your family, you can always get your own leave the kids with grandma. Yay! Trip to Texas. So go to TravelTexas.com/get your own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokers Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Hey, everyone. Today, I have a fantastic show for you. I'm joined by Stan Sandberg, co-founder of TravelInsurance.com, one of the fastest growing online marketplaces for travel insurance. Stan's mission is to make travel insurance easy. So I invited him to chat about what every traveler, no matter their age, needs to know about it. So whether you're unsure what travel insurance covers or think you understand the product, don't miss our conversation, especially if you're planning or have already booked domestic or overseas travel. Hey, friends, and welcome back to the Money Girl podcast. I really appreciate you downloading the show. I'm Laura Adams, an award-winning author who's been bringing you personal finance and small business tips every week since 2008. I also work with select brands as an on-camera financial spokesperson, consumer advocate, writer, and speaker. If you're ready for more knowledge, resources, and motivation to manage money the best way possible and create a richer life, you're in the right place. Be sure to subscribe to the show and send me your money questions or comments. You can leave a message 24/7 by calling 302-364-0308. And lauradadams.com is where you can email me using my contact page and learn more about my work, books, and money courses. I really enjoyed today's interview because I'm a huge fan of traveling, and purchasing travel insurance for my trips always helps me enjoy them a lot more because I know I'm covered for many different risks that could be very expensive. Plus, travel insurance is very affordable, making it a wise investment. In my interview with Stan, we discuss everything you need to know about travel insurance, including pre- and post-trip departure coverages you get with a standard travel policy, why getting travel medical coverage is likely a lot more important than you realize, reasons to buy travel insurance soon after booking a trip instead of waiting, how to shop and compare travel policies to get the best coverage, money-saving benefits of an annual travel policy for frequent travelers, common travel insurance misconceptions you should not believe, the difference between trip cancellation and cancellation for any reason, when to customize a travel policy based on your destination and activities, such as adventure sports, and lots more. Okay, here's our interview. Stan, welcome to the Money Girl podcast. I am thrilled to have you here. Would love to have you just give us a brief introduction about who you are and what you do.
Well, thank you very much, Laura, for having me. I'm excited to be here, and I'm excited to talk about travel insurance. I am the co-founder of TravelInsurance.com, an internet comparison site that offers consumers the ability to shop for, compare, and purchase travel insurance online. I co-founded the business with my business partner, Drew Sharma. We started the business about 10 years ago. And as we sit here today, we survived the COVID and pandemic period, but bounced back stronger than ever. And now we're one of the fastest growing online comparison sites for travel insurance.
Take me back to when you started thinking about TravelInsurance.com. What made you guys want to get into this business? Are you both travel lovers? I'm just curious about, you know, why travel insurance? That it's a very specific niche.
Well, that's a great question. My business partner and I, we are both travel lovers, but that's not the reason why we got into this business. We both happen to be internet entrepreneurs and internet marketing. Drew came out of the world of internet marketing. He owned a digital agency and had been investing in internet properties for a number of years when I first met him. I was an investment banker working for a client who was interested in digital marketing companies, and that's where I met Drew. And you know, long story short, we started to brainstorm ideas, and we went into business together. Initially involved in some e-commerce properties, but we both had this notion that travel insurance was this interesting travel product that was misunderstood, that not many people knew about it. Or in fact, when I did straw polls of my friends and peers, most people had never purchased it. But we were both familiar with it through various parts of our careers, and thought, this is an opportunity to create something in the U.S. market different than what is available at the time. And so really, when we looked around the market, we saw travel insurance as a product that most people only ever saw if they were shopping on an airline site or an online travel agency, for instance, in Expedia and Orbitz, and they were presented with this checkbox at the end of their shopping experience. And that checkbox was, would you like insurance? Yes or no, take it or leave it. Not a very good experience for the consumer, because that sort of take it or leave it moment, people didn't really understand what they were getting. It was not a place to really fully provide the value proposition of travel insurance. And so, we thought it was a very limiting experience for consumers, especially in a world where everybody was comparison shopping anyway. You were comparison shopping for hotels, you're comparison shopping for airlines, you're comparison shopping when you go on to Amazon. But with travel insurance, it felt more like a force-fed, take it or leave it option. And so being the entrepreneurs that we were, we thought that that was an opportunity for us to disrupt the sales process for travel insurance. And, you know, fortunately had the opportunity to acquire travelinsurance.com, which was the premier domain name in the industry. We felt like that was the best starting point to start this business. And we thought, okay, let's come at it not from an insurer's perspective, but from an internet marketer and a consumer's perspective. And so we designed a site where we emphasized simplicity, taking out the complexity where we could. Now, travel insurance is a complicated product, but there's ways to present it to make it more understandable and digestible. We decided we wanted to make it just super easy for consumers, transparent, and give them a shopping experience that would create confidence in shopping on their own. So that's a long answer to the question. But again, we started it in order to create a different experience for people so that they could get comfortable buying travel insurance on their own.
Yeah, you mentioned that you find a lot of people don't know what travel insurance is. And I was definitely guilty of that when I was traveling, probably in, you know, my early 20s or in college. I think about some of the European trips, backpacking, you know, in Europe that I took during college, had no idea what travel insurance was. You know, I look back and I think I'm really lucky that I didn't need to use it, because it would have come in awful handy. And it wasn't until I was older and traveling, and as you said, you get these offers and you started looking into it. And then, you know, later kind of becoming an expert in insurance and fully understanding what it is, I realized, wow, this is something that is so underutilized, so often overlooked, because people truly do not understand all the benefits that it gives. And for a relatively inexpensive price, I'll say.
That's right.
Of course, it varies depending on, you know, the length of your trip and what you're going to do and all of that good stuff. But I think the value that you get from travel insurance is just too good to pass up. So yeah. I'd love to hear from you about, you know, what it covers. If somebody is saying, I don't even know what you're talking about, Laura, what is travel insurance? You know, what would you give them as an overview of maybe just some of the more basic coverages that you get?
Sure. So you can break travel insurance down into really two components. There's the first component, which is to protect the investment in your trip. So if, God forbid, something happens and you've invested all this money in your trip, it's non-refundable, you've saved up all year for this vacation and you put your money down and something happens that prevents you from being able to take that trip. A trip cancellation plan or a travel insurance plan with trip cancellation is going to protect you against certain specific events, unforeseen events that could disrupt your trip and cause you to miss it. So the trip cancellation piece is going to protect you before you leave on your trip. And if you have to cancel, it will reimburse you for those non-refundable expenses. So what does it cover? It covers things like the unexpected illness or sickness. It covers the unexpected weather that would prevent you from going. A whole range of reasons why a travel insurance plan would pay for a cancellation. So that's the first part. That's before you leave on the trip. Once you leave on the trip, you will have the what we call post-departure benefits. And these are things like trip interruption, which is very much like trip cancellation, except it's after you've already left on your trip. And if one of those things happens, you get sick, COVID included, severe weather prevents you from continuing on your vacation, and a whole host of other reasons. If you have to abandon the trip earlier, you miss part of the trip because of those things, you would have a reimbursement for those lost days. In addition to the trip interruption, you would have trip delay coverage, which covers you while you're traveling, baggage loss, baggage delay coverage. And then probably the most important piece of what we call post-departure benefits is the emergency medical coverage. So if you were to get sick while you were traveling, or you were to break a leg or a foot, or just you eat something and you find yourself with food poisoning and you have to go to an emergency clinic, with a travel insurance plan, those medical costs would be covered and you wouldn't be out of pocket for those costs. You might have to pay for the costs and then be reimbursed for them, but nevertheless, those costs would be covered. So the emergency medical is one that's really important to think about. And then as an extension of that, in real severe medical emergencies, these plans would also provide emergency evacuation coverage. And that would be a coverage that would actually bring you back home to your hospital at home versus having to stay in a hospital overseas.
Yeah, the medical piece is so critical. I have to share a story with you. I was on a trip once in the Caribbean. We were on a small cruise ship and we woke up one morning and the ship was going the opposite direction. We were supposed to be going north, we were going south, and it was like, what's happened? Well, we found out that there was a passenger who had some emergency during the night. They thought she had burst her appendix and had to backtrack to the nearest large island. And we found out later that she got airlifted home because she had travel insurance. This was a very young couple. They were on their honeymoon and they didn't even have medical insurance at the time, did not have a health plan. They were just out of college, newly married, just starting their lives together. But because they had this travel plan, she was able to get home and get this emergency surgery done. So that was a really eye-opening experience for me. And I realized how lucky this woman was because we were, you know, in an area that probably did not have the greatest medical care if she had to have somebody locally do surgery on a very small island in the Caribbean. So I think she was able to get to Miami very quickly and get the surgery done.
So Laura, we've heard many, many, many examples of what you just talked about, and that is probably one of the most valuable parts of a travel insurance plan, and having that protection and knowing that you have, you know, you're a phone call away from an emergency, you know, medical assistance. And by the way, the cost of airlifting someone from the Caribbean back to the United States can run in the tens of thousands of dollars, if not much more. Now imagine having to air evacuate from a safari in Kenya or a trek in Nepal. You're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars of cost. And so with a travel insurance plan, you're going to get that benefit. Typically, the emergency evacuation coverage will range from $250,000 of coverage up to $1 million of coverage. You're talking about a component of a travel insurance plan where the overall plan is going to run you somewhere in the neighborhood of 4% of the trip costs you're insuring up to 10% of the trip costs you're insuring. So put differently, if you have a, call it a $5,000 trip that you're taking, you're talking about a policy that could run you somewhere around $200 for that full range of protection. So you're going to protect the $5,000 of investment in the trip, and you're going to get somewhere between $50,000 to $100,000 of medical coverage, and then somewhere between $250,000 and $1 million of emergency evacuation coverage.
Yeah, that's a lot. It really is. And I don't think people may understand that in most cases, if you're out of the country, your health insurance doesn't cover you. So yeah, this may apply. You may be covered if, let's say, you're a retiree, you've got you know, Medicare, you've got an Advantage plan that happens to cover overseas travel. But it's fairly rare. And I think that's kind of eye-opening when you realize when I step out of the country's borders, if I have an accident, I am not going to be covered by my plan. In some cases, you're not even covered if you travel in the United States outside of your network, just depending on your plan. So you really do need to understand where you're covered, where you're not covered, and how travel insurance can kind of fill those gaps and make sure that you could get back to home and back to your doctors as safely as possible.
So, Laura, that's a great point, because for older travelers, retirees, for instance, who are on Medicare, Medicare doesn't actually provide coverage when you leave the United States. Now, you have to fill that with supplements, or you may be able to find plans within the Medicare system to provide that kind of coverage. But the basic plans are not going to cover you when you leave the country. And that's why travel insurance becomes an important piece of the travel equation for retirees. But that also extends to younger travelers, too. As you said, many times a person's healthcare plan is not necessarily going to provide the coverage you think it's going to provide when you leave your home network. Interesting story. At one point, I decided to call my health insurance provider to find out exactly what would be covered when I leave the country. It may have been when we were going, my family and I were going to Costa Rica. So I wanted to really just understand what's available and what's not. After about an hour on the phone and three different representatives, I never got the clearest answer. But I think what they told me was, if it's, you know, if I'm in an emergency room, you know, I'm close to death's bed, I might have coverage. And so I took it as, okay, I'm not even going to try to navigate this system anymore. And travel insurance is exactly the way to get the coverage in place, then, you know, knowing it's there, and you don't have to worry about figuring out how your home healthcare system works when you're, you know, if something were to happen.
1 in 8. That's how many people have worked at a McDonald's. Who'll serve millions the best Big Mac and best birthday party they've ever had? Who haven't just seen kids graduate from a Happy Meal, but have gotten help graduating themselves? Because they know the skills learned here.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to English Under the Arches.
Can help you grow from here or keep growing here.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
1 in 8 start at McDonald's. And where you start stays with you.
No matter what you're a fan of, Texas has the trip for you. There's the trip to Texas and the trip. Or maybe you're the kind of fan who'd prefer a trip to Texas or a trip. Either way, go to TravelTexas.com/getyourown for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.
Something big is cooking during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot with the Weber Jumbo Joe Premium Charcoal Grill. We're talking almost 2 feet across big. That's 13 burgers at once big. Right now, get the Weber Jumbo Joe Premium Charcoal Grill for just $99.98 at the Home Depot and bring that classic charcoal experience to your cookout. Buy it online and pick it up in-store to get to grilling sooner. Go big during Spring Black Friday with the Weber Jumbo Joe Premium Charcoal Grill, now just $99.98 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Order select in-stock items by 4 p.m. subject to availability.
Stan, talk to me a little bit about travel in extreme situations. Like if you're an extreme sports person, can you customize coverage? Can you get coverage if you're doing like hella skiing or, you know, crazy snowboarding off some remote place?
So the answer is yes, but you really have to make sure you find the plan that offers that coverage. Most plans will exclude it, and most plans will not offer an upgrade to provide that coverage. But there are a few plans, more than a few, probably several plans that will provide coverage for what they call adventure or hazardous sports. And so, look, recreational sports, if you're doing recreational scuba and you're not going below a certain depth, it may be, 30 feet is maybe the max, 10 meters or 20 meters. But whatever the recreational depth is, most travel insurance is going to cover just the recreational, as long as it's not real technical. Travel insurance is going to cover you for, general hiking. But once you start to go to places at elevation that might require technical gear, might require ropes or crampons or other things, then that puts you in a different category, and that would be considered an extreme or adventure or hazardous sport, and you'd have to seek out a plan that would provide that special coverage. It's generally sold as an upgrade to a travel insurance plan, but it's generally not an expensive upgrade. Again, if you are an adventure traveler, you'll just have to spend a little time to seek out that specific coverage.
If you have a plan or let's say a trip in mind, how far in advance would you recommend people start shopping and thinking about buying their travel insurance?
Really, the time to start or to buy your travel insurance is when you first make a payment towards the trip. That could even be a $50 deposit on a trip that you're planning to take. At that moment, if you purchase your insurance at that point in time, you have available to you the full range of benefits in a plan. And I'll explain that in a second. But you can purchase insurance for that $50 deposit, which then locks you into the coverage. And then as you make future payments towards the trip, you would just add those costs to the policy and increase the coverage within the policy. Of course, it would be extra premium. You'd have to pay for the additional premium as you added the trip costs, but nevertheless, you're locked into coverage. The benefit of doing it that early is it will give you things like a pre-existing condition exclusion waiver. And that's a big word, and it may sound complicated, but really it boils down to if you have an existing medical condition, a chronic medical condition, most travel insurance is not going to provide coverage for losses that are a result directly of the pre-existing condition unless you have the pre-existing condition waiver. In order to qualify for the waiver, generally one of the requirements is that you purchase the plan within a time frame from when you make that initial trip deposit. That time frame can range from 5 days to 15 days to 21 days. But within that strict time window, you need to purchase the plan, and then you will have this waiver in place. And then irrespective of the reason for the medical loss, if you have a pre-existing condition, it doesn't matter. If that's what caused the loss, with the waiver in place, you're covered. And so that's one benefit. The other is what has become much more popular after the pandemic is the cancellation for any reason optional upgrade, which you'll see in many plans now. That also has a requirement that you purchase the insurance and pay for the cancellation for any reason upgrade at within the strict time frame from when you made that initial trip payment. And again, same thing. It's anywhere from, in that case, you know, one day up to 21 days. With that, you have the really the broadest coverage available to you.
So what you're telling me is by starting early, you're getting potentially more benefits from the policy. If you start shopping later, you may exclude yourself from some potential benefits.
Yeah. And let me give you an example of that. Let's say you're planning a trip for late August or early September, and you're planning your trip to either the southeastern U.S., down to Florida, maybe the Caribbean. In the past few years, that's really been in the heart of the hurricane season, and that's when we've seen a number of storms come through. So if you hold off to buy insurance, and all of a sudden a storm comes up on the weather map, you now see, oh my gosh, there's this hurricane that's going to come and it's going to affect our trip. If you haven't bought your insurance, it's too late to buy it. You can't protect against that anymore. And so if you buy it early, you're covered. If you buy it early, you don't have to worry about that instance happening. Now, look, the fact is, you don't have to buy your travel insurance early if you're willing to take the chance of, you know, nothing really coming up or nothing happening or nothing, you know, you want to wait until, you know, a couple of weeks before you're set to leave. You can do that. So you can actually purchase your travel insurance really right up until the day before you leave on your trip. In some cases, the plans require it be 2 days before you leave on your trip. But nevertheless, you can wait to purchase it. But again, remember, if something happens to you before you've purchased your insurance and something happens to you that would cause you to want to cancel your trip, you can't buy insurance at that point in time. So insurance is designed for unforeseen circumstances and events and, you know, the unknown as opposed to, oops, this happened. Can I buy an insurance plan to bail me out? And the answer is no.
When listeners go to travelinsurance.com and they start this whole process, what can they expect? What is that shopping process like? How long does it typically take to secure the policy?
So it's actually very, very easy. It's very quick. We'll ask you for some just very generic trip information. Where are you going? What are your trip dates? What is the trip cost? We do have to ask for ages of travelers. We'll ask you for the state that you reside in, and then we'll ask you for what the initial trip deposit date was. And really, that's it. With that, you hit submit, and then we present you with a range of options. And travelinsurance.com works with really the most recognizable travel insurance carriers out there, the well-known names such as TravelGuard, TravelX, Trawick, Generali, Seven Corners, Travel Insured, Go Ready. So these are the most recognizable names. As part of the shopping experience, we offer verified reviews of the providers and of the specific plans, so people can get a real sense of how the plan worked out for them. We give a filter so people can read reviews from customers who had claims experiences, and you can get a sense of what the claims experience was like for a particular provider or plan. And so every step of the way, we're trying to give the consumer information that empowers them to make a confident decision in purchasing. When we present these quote results, it'll give you the a very quick summary of what the benefits are, but everything will have links to be able to drill down into more detail, to the point where you can click on a link and you can see the specific language of the terms and conditions in the plan. You can see the exclusions in the plan. You can download the certificate of the plan. Really, you can have all of the information you would need to make an informed decision. And then once you've selected the plan, it brings you to a secure checkout. You can choose any of the optional upgrades that are available. You provide some additional information, your billing information, an email address, phone number, boom, you're done. And with that submission, you will receive a policy confirmation number with your policy ID, an email with your policy documents and certificate. And it's really that simple.
How about if you're booking for a group of people? Is there anything special people should think about when they've got a large group that's traveling?
Yeah, so group travel is a slightly separate category. It typically is available for groups of 10 travelers or more on the same itinerary. We do offer a groups website at groups.travelinsurance.com. It's a self-service groups quoting form and platform. You know, it really is very similar to individual policies. It's not like an umbrella policy that there's a single policy that covers all those who are on the trip. It's effectively a way for a tour leader or a travel agent to administer and manage the travel insurance a little bit easier. Ultimately, each member of the group will have their own individual policy. I guess one thing that I would also mention is that annual travel insurance plans are becoming more and more popular. And for the frequent traveler, if you're taking more than 3-4 trips a year, it might be something to consider. And an annual plan is going to be a buy once and provide coverage for the entire year. There are some, you know, stipulations or requirements. The trip can't be more than a certain number of days. Maybe in some plans it's 30 days, in some plans it's 60 days. So it's not designed necessarily. They're not all designed for long-term sort of travel. But nevertheless, if you are taking multiple trips in a given year, an annual plan might be a real consideration for you.
Got it. Yeah, that's very helpful. Is there anything that comes up that's often like a misconception, you know, a mistake, something that's just incorrect that you come up against that people often believe or maybe don't believe about travel insurance that you could clear up for us?
Yeah, sure. One thing that we continue to see is the timing issue. Some people think that if they don't purchase the insurance on Expedia or through their travel agent at the time they make their booking, that they can't actually purchase it. Like it's too late, like they lost their chance. So we see that still very frequently. You know, one other misconception that we run into frequently is this belief that trip cancellation coverage in general equates to cancel for any reason coverage. And those two are very different things. Cancellation for any reason is just that. It gives you the ability to cancel for any reason. It's an optional upgrade, tends to be an expensive or premium upgrade to a plan. And it really is sort of that coverage that will kick in for any other reason that's not already listed in the plan. So we have some people who think at times that they're shopping for a cancellation for any reason, when in fact, without that optional upgrade, you're covered for the host of reasons that are listed in the plan, which can be numerous, but it's not all encompassing like a cancellation for any reason would be.
How about the price? Is there any upcharge to the customers that use travelinsurance.com?
No. In fact, travel insurance pricing fundamentally is actually regulated by the insurance regulators in each state. The price for a particular plan from a particular provider for a set of trip details is going to be the same wherever you find it, whether that's going directly to the insurance carrier's website or you go to a comparison site really anywhere. It's going to be the same. There isn't an ability to discount on pricing of an individual product, which means that it's actually more important for consumers to make use of comparison sites like travelinsurance.com, which enables you to actually compare across different providers and different plans. And that's where you can really optimize the plan for your particular trip. You can get the best price. You can get the benefits that you need. You don't necessarily need, you know, you can avoid the benefits you don't need. And you can really find the right plan for that particular trip.
Stan, I really appreciate you sharing all this information. I am just a big fan of travel insurance. I love to travel. I love the peace of mind that it gives you. I think you enjoy your vacation a little bit more when you have travel insurance, knowing that, you know, as you mentioned, if something happens, the weather or cancellation, or maybe a tour goes out of business, you know, something that you just don't anticipate, or somebody at home gets sick, you can always get your money back, or at least a good portion of what you invested in that trip.
Absolutely. And I think as people are approaching their summer vacation plans this year, it's important to note that last year's disruptions, whether it was the airline delays or cancellations or the baggage loss, we can expect that to happen again this year. Travel is up by more than 40% from our data. People are traveling, and add to that the possibility of strikes in Europe this year. Look, it's not going to stop anyone from traveling, but a travel insurance plan is going to provide that peace of mind and protection when you do run into those travel disruptions.
Absolutely. Stan, where would you point listeners to go and learn more?
Well, the first place to go would be travelinsurance.com, and that would be at www.travelinsurance.com. It's kind of easy to remember. You know what you're getting. On travelinsurance.com, we have live chat. We have the ability to call agents, to speak to someone there 24/7.
Terrific. Thank you so much. I think this is going to help a lot of people make their plans and get the insurance that they need to have a great vacation this year.
Thank you very much, Laura. It's been really a pleasure.
A big thanks to Stan for sharing all of his travel insurance expertise with us. I really appreciate it. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Until then, here's to living a richer life. Money Girl is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg with editing by Adam Cecil. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchins. Our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin.
No matter what you're a fan of, Texas has the trip for you. There's the trip to Texas and the trip. Or maybe you're the kind of fan who'd prefer a trip to Texas or a trip. Either way, go to traveltexas.com/get your own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.